This is Contra Radio Network, internet radio for the discerning prepper and patriot.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And like me, you'll be glad you did.
Life is unpredictable, but you can count on Valley Food Storage to help you and your family prepare. With clean, natural, great-tasting, and long-lasting food storage, with our natural and nutritious freeze-dried food, you'll be storing the food you love to eat. Log on to ContraRadioNetwork.com and click on the Valley Food Storage banner.
Chasing the rabbit, so you don't have to. Here they are, Mark and Don, the two crazy guys.
Alrighty, greetings. Welcome back to another broadcast episode of the Two Crazy Guys. We are broadcasting from here in Arizona. And my name is Donald Lowry, a.k.a. Big D, and I have on the line with me via a secure server out in nowhere man's land, Mark Boyle is a.k.a. the prepper guy. What's up today, buddy?
Not much, but them servers are so secure, we don't even know where they're at.
By the way, welcome to the NSA. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact us. We'd love to hear from you. And you can do that by sending an email to undergroundtalkshow@gmail.com. That's the easiest way because it goes right to my email. By the way, log on to Contra Radio Network at www.contraradionetwork.com. Click on the sponsors link. Support our sponsors because supporting them supports us. This segment of the program is being brought to you by Valley Food Storage. Great food, great people. Get yourself a free trial. Try it before you buy it, man. Just log on to ContraRadioNetwork.com. There's click on the sponsors and then click on Valley Food, and that'll take you right to a special link that will get you an opportunity to get get a free sample.
I think that link we have in there also, any deals they're doing, doesn't that kind of is their concurrent?
The link that we have in there, that link that's on CRN is for the free food sample.
Okay.
If they want, they do send out concurrent deals, and you can subscribe to our newsletter. You can do that at Contra Radio Network. I think there's a coupon code that's coming out for that for 10% off Valley Food. And if you want, I can even send you a link for 20% off. If you want to email me at undergroundtalkshow.com, I will get you that link.
20% off. That's a good deal.
You got to do this, man, because I'm telling you, Valley Food Storage, man, they're good. They're good people. We've had the, we had Joe Borowski, who is the VP of operations over there. In fact, I think we might want to reach out to him and maybe bring him back and do another show.
I was thinking it would be nice to, you know, on one of these streams here, we can get as many people. We'll just send him and John and anybody who wants to join up. We could kind of have a not a free for all, you know.
Do a live stream, yeah.
But, you know, something with everybody and just kind of talk about the current state of events in America and from everyone's point of view. And, you know, not so much push their product, but, you know, for, you know, John's opinion is always valuable. And, and you know, you and I, we're crazy, so it doesn't matter. But, you know, you get Joe Brasco on there. He's in the industry of food storage and stuff. And, you know, he can tell you how they're looking at what's going on.
Well,
you know, with the coronavirus and all that, how it really affects us as survivalists or preppers or just concerned patriots.
Well, see, the thing that really impressed me about Valley Food is, you know, they base their food on nutrition, on the fuel that your body needs in order to survive. It's not just food to eat. It's food that contains fuel, nutritional fuel that you need in order to support your body's functions.
Right. Like Joe said, he goes, you know, if you're just trying to load up on carbs cheap in bulk, just buy, you know, 50-pound bags of sugar.
Exactly.
There's carbs in it.
Right.
And there's calories in it. So why worry about cooking rice when you can just eat sugar cubes? You need, you know, the way they put their meals together, you're actually getting, you know, macronutrients and stuff like that to where, you know, when you mix it with, you know, some food you might, you know, acquire like meat or something you're hunting, you got a pretty well balanced diet instead of just eating calories, because calories are everywhere.
That's right, he's a good guy. That's what impressed me. I did try the food, and I gotta say that that I was pretty impressed. I do have a review video. It's out there on Facebook. I think it's on Contra Radio Network as well. So yeah, go over there, check them out. You know, support our sponsors, because by supporting them you support us.
I started to make a review video too, but then I got so sick. So this is the first week that we've talked where I haven't felt like I'd been hit by a truck. So
careful you don't get that coronavirus, man.
I know. Well, I stay away from Mexican beer.
And take every Corona beer you have and dump it down the drain.
That's right. The best way to fight the coronavirus is tequila and Dos Equis.
So listen, we have quite a bit to talk about since our last show.
They have
started the impeachment trials in the Senate.
What a joke.
And yes, I watched. So I watched for 3 days. I watched the Democrats present their case, which was the same thing over and over and over and over and over again.
It was like watching reruns of Gilligan's Island.
They didn't present a case. They didn't present any proof. They didn't put forward anything. No. And within 30 minutes of the defense coming on, within 30 minutes, they had already debunked the entire 3 days of what the Democrats put forth. And let me tell you something, Jay Sekulow.
Yeah, he nailed it.
Jay Sekulow, man, that guy, he is fantastic. You know, I've seen Jay. He's been around a while. He knows his law. He knows his stuff. The American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ. He's an incredible, phenomenal individual. I had actually made it a point to take some time out of my day to message, to contact Jay. Well, whether he sees it or not is irrelevant. The point is, people, and this is something that I'm big on, is I'm big on getting to know your representatives, getting to know those people who are around you. Mark knows I'm the guy. I go out, I knock on door to door. I support candidates. I know the legislators in my state personally. I'm a big proponent of that. And when somebody comes out there and does something as phenomenal as Jay Sekulow did, I think it's a very good thing if you would take a minute of your time, just shoot the guy an email, man.
Yeah, just a thumbs up, basically. Just, you know, we all feel good on Facebook and we post something. And
just say thanks. That's all you have to do.
Yeah, thumbs ups are always great. Just something to say, hey, what you did was awesome.
Exactly.
You know, it might not change the world, but... He may never see it.
It's the point that I am satisfied knowing within my heart that I did it. I took the time to say, hey, man, good job. If he does see it, you know, hey, maybe he sees 4,000 or 5,000 of those. And he's like, wow, really cool. I did a good job, you know.
Yeah. Thank you. I mean, you know, everyone appreciates a little validation, and not so much just a pat on the back, but just, hey, you did a good job.
Yeah. So they are on to questions and answers now.
You know what? It's funny. Everything I've seen, not, you know, on the Democrat side, but even if Bolton were to testify and if everything they said was true on all aspects of their case, it's not impeachable.
No.
And I think America should understand that, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, you know, whether you're black, white, or brown. Nobody likes to be falsely accused and then charged for something that isn't even a crime, whether, you know, you look at some of the problems in the inner cities and stuff, and a lot of the problems with the, you know, people having a disrespect for law enforcement, like the police and stuff. It's like, if somebody pulls me over for speeding when I'm sitting parked at a Circle K parking lot, you're going to sit there and go, wait, you can't write me a ticket for this. Right. I'm parked, you know. And so it's the same thing with Trump. It's like, it's not impeachable. You know, yeah, was I driving? Yes. Was I driving too fast? You know, that's questionable. But if it's not a crime, if they're saying you're driving while blonde, yes, I am driving. Yes, I am blonde. Well, not anymore, but it's not a crime. You know, so
Dershowitz, if anybody that's listening to this program wants to verify what Mark is saying is true, all you have to do is go into YouTube, type right. in Dershowitz testimony, and he goes through the whole thing,
yeah,
step by step by step, what is, what isn't right. impeachable. And he went right down the line. And what Mark is saying is absolutely true. No matter what, it's not even an impeachable right. offense. Right.
Yeah. So, and the reality is, they said, if they're going to use this as a guide for impeachment and abuse of power or abuse, you know, like a quid pro quo kind of thing, because every president going back to George Washington could be impeached under that scenario.
That's exactly right.
And so it's not impeachable. It's right. just, you know, it would be ex pro facto. You know, you're making it against the law after it's already happened. You know, right. and you can't do that either in America. So it really is just an attempt to dirty Trump up and make him look bad.
That's all it is.
But, you know, that last rally, what he just did the other day in New Jersey.
Yeah.
You know, they take everyone's name and email, you know, that will give it to him going in because, you know, it's free. And 23% of them were Democrats. That's a lot of people in there to say that. One quarter of them were Democrats that are like,
right, well, you know what?
Democratic Party.
We're going to have to take a break. We're going to come back with the final segment of this program because this is going to be a 30-minute program today. So we'll be back with the final segment right after this. Do not go away. Proper has made tactical gear with a purpose for over 50 years, since their first U.S. Navy contract in 1967. Today, Proper designs and manufactures professional-level tactical apparel and gear for military, law enforcement, and public safety professionals and civilians, whether in the service, on the job, or off for the weekend. Log on to ContraRadioNetwork.com and click on the Proper banner now.
Black Metal Firearms are a couple guys I know personally and friends of mine that put together some great accessories for all your firearms needs. Everything that I've seen them do is just top-notch and very nice looking. BlackMetalFirearms.com. Check them out. I think you'll be glad you did. Go to Facebook, Black Metal Firearms. They got a great page there too. Learn more about the workmanship and the craftsmanship they put into every accessory and every build they do.
Talking the issues and taking the hit. Here they are, the two crazy guys.
Alrighty, welcome back to the second segment of today's program. Look, there's a story floating around right now that they don't have the votes in the house to block witnesses or documents. But there's an even bigger story that is out there floating around that Feinstein has actually said she is probably going to vote to acquit.
See, even people you think are just batshit crazy are not always that crazy.
You know? Well, she's crazy. Don't get me wrong. Feinstein is a crazy woman.
Yeah.
But they are, they're saying, she is saying that she might be persuaded to vote to acquit.
Yeah. Well, I think they're looking at their polling numbers, especially a lot of these House people that are going to be running again and senators. Their numbers are going south quicker than duck in the summer. You know, it's just, they cannot survive this. This is not going to be the hill they want to die on.
Well, you know, the everybody right now is all up in arms because of this Bolton thing. This whole Bolton thing that, you know, it's funny that the House didn't have him come in. Yeah, and that's the other thing too. Is if you're going to run impeachment papers, if you're going to run articles of impeachment against the president and try to run it up to the Senate for a trial, you better damn sight have all your facts and your stuff together.
They didn't want to do that because they didn't want it to go through the courts.
Right. That's exactly right. Because they knew that the courts would either throw it out or tell them no. And so now that they're in the Senate, they want to slow everything. See, they had to hurry up and rush all of this crap through before Christmas, before their Christmas break. They had to hurry up, get this vote. No, they couldn't wait for the courts, and they couldn't get their ducks in a row. Now they're over in the Senate. They want the Senate to do all that stuff. No, man. Mark, if I'm going to take you to court because you did a lousy job, I'm making a hypothetical here, by the way. Mark's company did a wonderful job on our house.
Thank you.
But if I wanted to come in here and I said, you know, Mark, you came into my house and you did a crappy job and I'm taking you to court because I want my freaking money back and I'm suing you for a bad job, then I had better damn sight have all of the documentation. I better have all of my receipts that I paid you. I better have pictures. I better have all of my documents and facts in a row before I go to court.
Isn't that called evidence?
I don't say, Mark, I'm taking you to court. And then I take you to court and say, oh, by the way, judge, I don't have any documents to back up what I'm saying. I need you to go get that stuff for me.
Right. Yeah. Well, and the thing is, the courts have almost always in impeachment things have, unless in very rare cases, said executive privilege doesn't apply in a lot of cases, like with Bolton. Yeah. It might, you know, they might have gotten approval without the executive privilege statement. The court might have said, no, you don't get executive privilege on this. So they could have had all of the testimony they wanted, because courts are pretty fair with, you know, casting out executive privilege when it's not really a national threat. And yet they didn't even want to take the time to do that, because now they can take this dog and pony show, you know, to the media more. Because this is all it is. They'll sit there and go, well, you know, you didn't have, Charmin toilet paper in the bathroom. So we're going to bitch about that for, you know, 10 days. And then we're going to bitch about the water wasn't at the right temperature. And they just want to keep pushing this toward, you know, the election. It has nothing to do with justice.
And I'll be honest with you, Mark. I just think this whole thing is a push to try to sell Bolton's book, because he wouldn't do anything. And now all of a sudden, yeah, I guess his book wasn't ready, you know, when the House tried to get him to come in or whatever.
Right.
But it's funny that now all of a sudden the book's ready. And so now I just think it's a push to sell the man's book.
Well, you know what? I was watching an interview with JT McFarland, and she's got four or five books out, you know, on different administrations. And she goes, it has to go through two different review processes. You know, one is the House Intelligence Committee and one of them is something else, you know, with the president's, you know, team to look through it and go, you can't print that, or you can because of executive privilege and, you know, and certain things that have to be redacted. So she goes, Bolton hasn't even gotten one of those reviews yet. So she goes, no one has seen the manuscript. And And so it's, he can't even release the book until he goes through that, or he'll be put in prison immediately.
Well, I understand the White House has made a formal threat against him, and basically told him to keep him from publishing the book because I guess it contains classified information in it or something.
Right. And they're going to say that Trump's doing that just because he doesn't want the truth to come out. But the reality is there's steps you have to go through, and he hasn't done it. So they have every right to sit there and go, you better not release this book until you've gone through these constitutional steps, or you're going to be in a lot of trouble.
That's right. It basically, the letter's basically telling him that, you know, the manuscript may not be published or otherwise disclosed without the deletion of this classified information. There's obviously classified information in there. Right. And, you know.
And we know it's not the phone call, because he'd release that transcript day one. You know, so I think Bolton's book couldn't bring anything to the table.
No.
That would make it an impeachable offense. It might be classified and he might end up in a world of trouble. But Trump wouldn't get impeached over any of it, because nothing they've charged him of doing is impeachable.
No.
Regardless, no matter how many people saw the cop pull me over while driving while blonde, does not make it an offense.
That's right.
You know, so everybody can sit there and go, well, yeah, I talked to Mark and he's admitted he's blonde. And, you know, you could sit there and go, well, yeah, you know, he pulled up in that truck and, you know, did a bad job at my house and he is blonde and I saw him drive his truck. None of that is a chargeable offense.
That's right.
So it really is just a dog and pony show.
Yep.
You know, to keep us distracted. I guess, you know, it's helping Trump, so I'm good with it. I think if he can't be convicted, I think the impeachment should go away. But that's just me, you know.
Well, you know, I would agree with that. However, well, so because this is such a rare thing in our country.
Right.
I don't know how you can even draw up articles of impeachment without a crime, without an impeachable offense.
Right.
So I'm with you. Mark, I'm with you, man. I think if he can't be convicted, the whole thing needs to be thrown out. The impeachment needs to be removed in the whole nine yards.
The whole thing was a sham.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if that's possible. I don't know if that's going to happen.
Right. Hold on a minute.
Sure.
Or keep that thought.
I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't know, you know, because it is such a rare thing, and it should be reserved for, you know, specific instances. You know, like Dershowitz says, high crimes and misdemeanors. Well, you know, it's beyond me how they can make this stuff up. I know what it is. I mean, you and I both know what this is. This is all this is it's a way to try to scar President Trump. They want him removed from the ballot, period, because they know they can't beat him. They know they can't win in an election. So I guarantee you, they're going to cry from the rooftops how Donald Trump colluded with the Ukrainians to get elected, when we know that to not be true.
Right.
It's because they can't win an election without cheating. So this is their way of cheating.
Right. Yeah, it really is just, it's not a legal issue. I think it cheapens the entire process, you know, called constitutional impeachment. You know, it's just another way to cheapen something that should be respected. And so, just like the Kavanaugh hearings and all that. So the more, you know, the more times they do this, the more Americans look at it as just something stupid. And so when there's a real reason to impeach somebody, then no one's going to think it's an issue. It's like, you know, impeachment, what a joke. That's why it's done so rarely. And only the Democrats could cheapen something so much.
That's what our founding fathers, that's why our founding fathers made it so difficult to do, because they, in their genius, our founders, Mark, were complete. Say the word, were so far ahead of their time.
Right.
It's not even funny. They were complete geniuses.
Right.
And the way that they framed the structure of our republic, and you've heard the word democracy tossed around a lot.
Oh yeah.
But they a republic, madam, if you can keep it, you know.
Right.
they have the Democrats in their haste and their anger and their hatred, their freaking blown out hatred for Donald Trump, have reduced what our founding fathers tried to reserve as a special circumstance.
Right.
Because they knew that you shouldn't just be able to remove a president on a whim because you don't like him.
Right.
So they created these guidelines, and they called it impeachment.
Right.
And it
was one of the checks and balances. It's like a major check valve.
Right.
For the way things should work.
But now the Democrats have reduced it to rubble. They've reduced the what was intended to be the most special circumstance for removing a president from the office of presidency, from the presidential seat, and they've reduced it to nothing.
Right. It's like a check valve. You know, I mean, we had checks and balances, and then there's more checks and balances on top of that to keep things working right. And it's almost like, have you ever bought a car part from one of these cheap, no-name auto parts stores? And they go, well, it's a lifetime warranty, which means every 3 weeks, I'm going to be taking that alternator out of my car, getting a new one for free, but putting another one back in. And so they've done that to the main check valve of the Constitution. They've turned it into an aftermarket product, to where I would rather buy the factory one at 10 times the cost and not worry about it again for another 200 years. But they're just making, you know, they're making light of it, to where, as somebody that studied marketing, you see that the entire country will look at in the next impeachment as, oh, here we go again. Instead of, oh my God, what happened?
Right.
You know, people really should pay attention to an impeachment when you're removing the highest office in America
that's been
duly elected. Yeah, but duly elected in America by all of us and through the Electoral College. And then they go, we need to take him out of there. We need to depose this guy.
Because we don't like him.
Right. And so they've taken it to where everyone in America should go, holy shit. To something where we go, oh, there they go again. You know, to where there's no importance to it. There's no weight to it. It's not top of mind anymore. Yeah.
Listen, we are out of time for the week, guys. We're going to have to check out of here. But we will be back next week for another broadcast of the Two Crazy Guys. Remember, log on to ContraRadioNetwork.com/sponsors. Yep. Visit our sponsors, because without them, when you support them, you support us.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
All right, we're out of here. Catch you next week.
Adios, everybody. Love you.
Thanks for tuning in. Catch them next time as they dig into the issues. The Two Crazy Guys. Log on to the website at www.contraradionetwork.com.